Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen. And Jesus said to Sister Faustina, "My daughter, your mission is to write everything that I make you know about my mercy, for the benefit of those who, by reading these writings, will find consolation in their souls and will acquire the courage to approach me. So I hope that you dedicate all your free moments to write. Tell the souls that it is in the court of mercy where they must seek consolation. There, the greatest miracles take place and are repeated incessantly. To obtain this miracle, it is not necessary to make a distant pilgrimage or celebrate some external rites, but it is enough to approach with faith the feet of my representative and confess with faith their misery and the miracle of God's mercy will be manifested in all its fullness. Even if a soul was like a corpse, decomposing in such a way that from the human point of view, there was no hope of restoration and everything was already lost, it is not so for God. The miracle of divine mercy restores that soul in all its fullness. Oh, unfortunate those who do not enjoy this miracle of divine mercy. They will ask for it in vain when it is too late. Why are you afraid, my daughter, of the God of mercy? My holiness does not prevent me from being merciful to you. Look, soul, for you I have instituted the throne of mercy on earth, and this throne is the tabernacle, and from this throne of mercy I wish to descend into your heart. Look, I have not surrounded myself with guards. You have access to me at any time. At any time of the day, I want to talk to you, and I want to grant you graces. My mercy is greater than your misery and than that of the whole world. Who has measured my goodness? For you, I came down from heaven to earth. For you, I let myself be nailed to the cross. For you, I allowed my sacred heart to be opened by a spear, and I opened the source of mercy for you. Come and take the graces from this source with the receptacle of trust. I will never reject a repentant heart. Your misery has sunk into the abyss of my mercy. Why should you dispute with me about your misery? Do me a favor. Give me all your sorrows and all your misery, and I will fill you with the treasures of my graces. Say, my daughter, that I am love and mercy itself. When a soul approaches me with confidence, I fill it with such an abundance of graces that it cannot contain them in itself, but radiates them on other souls. To the souls who spread devotion to my mercy, I will protect them throughout their lives as a loving mother protects her newborn child. And at the time of death, I will not be a judge for them, but a merciful savior. In this last hour, the soul has nothing in its defense except my mercy. Happy is the soul that during life has been immersed in the fountain of mercy, because justice will not reach him. Everything that exists is enclosed in the bowels of my mercy more deeply than a child in its mother's womb. How painfully the mistrust of my goodness wounds me. The sins of mistrust are the ones that hurt me most painfully. Before I come as the righteous judge, I come as the King of mercy. Before the day of justice comes, men will be given this sign in heaven. When you approach confession, you should know that I myself wait for you in the confessional, only that I am hidden in the priest, but I myself act in your soul. Here, the misery of the soul meets the God of mercy. Tell the souls that from this source of mercy, the souls draw graces exclusively with the receptacle of trust. If their trust is great, my generosity knows no limits. The proud ones always remain in poverty and misery, because my grace moves away from them, going towards the humble. There are those who use my graces to offend me. Others despise my graces. They do not want to hear my call and go to the infernal abyss. This loss of souls plunges me into a deadly sadness. In such cases, despite being God, I cannot help him at all because his soul despises me. Having free will, the soul can despise or love me. You, dispenser of my mercy, speak to the whole world of my goodness, and with this, you will console my heart. Tell sinners that none will escape my hands. If they flee from my merciful heart, they will fall into my righteous hands. Tell sinners that I always wait for them. I listen carefully to the beating of their hearts, to know when they will beat their hearts for me. Right that I speak to them through pangs of conscience, through failures and sufferings, through storms and lightning, and I speak to them with the voice of the church. The greater the sinner, the greater is his right to my mercy. Every work of my hands proves my mercy. Whoever trusts in my mercy will not perish, because all his affairs are mine, and his enemies will crash at the foot of my footstool. Heaven and earth will return to nothingness before my mercy stops embracing a soul that trusts me. My daughter, you are the secretary of my mercy. I have chosen you for this position, in this and in the future life. I want it to be so, despite all the obstacles they will put before you. Proclaim that mercy is the greatest attribute of God. All the works of my hands are crowned with mercy. My daughter, do you think perhaps that you have written enough about my mercy? What you have written is just a droplet in front of an ocean. I am love and mercy itself. There is no misery that my mercy cannot outmeasure, nor does misery exhaust it, since from the moment it is given, my mercy increases. The soul that trusts in my mercy is the happiest, because I myself take care of that soul. In the diary of St. Faustina Kowalska, she mentions the word mercy 1,198 times. She calls upon the mercy of God, naming it a continual miracle and source of miracles and wonders. In a letter to Father Andras, dated May 25, 1933, she calls God's mercy the greatest adornment of God's throne. She also used to call the sacrament of confession or penance by the name of the Court of Mercy. And speaking of the Eucharist, she calls it the source of love and mercy, fountain of mercy, and ocean of love. Praise be Jesus Christ, and blessed be the Virgin Mary, our Mother. Amen.